On the KSRO live line with us this morning is Sonoma County Supervisor Linda Hopkins. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. It's another beautiful day in Sonoma County, huh?
Man, no kidding. It is gorgeous out there. So big doings in Santa Rosa. Judge in San Francisco says you can't close down the homeless encampment in Roseland, at least not right now. Your opinion on that court ruling?
You know, I actually welcome the judicial review. We've invested a tremendous amount of resources in standing up a housing navigation center in Roseland to help the folks who were in camp behind the dollar store. And I look forward to hearing what the judge has to say about it on Thursday morning when we go in for a hearing.
So could he on Thursday, once he is, faced with the evidence of the efforts that have been made so far at that encampment, could he decide right then and there to lift that injunction?
I believe that he could, or he could say, you need to do more. And in some ways, I'm actually grateful for that independent third-party review of our efforts, and I really look forward to hearing what the judge has to say.
And speaking of the efforts, much has been done to try to intervene with a lot of the folks who have been spending time at the homeless encampment in Roseland. I know about the center that's been set up there, and also based on our conversations with Jenny Lynn Holmes of Catholic Charities, there's been so much in intervention and a lot of good, positive outcomes for those folks in terms of temporary and in some cases permanent housing.
Yeah, we've moved a number of folks into the Palms Inn. Actually, two of the plaintiffs that were named in the lawsuit have been provided with housing options. One of the biggest challenges is, what do you do for people who refuse to seek help?
Yeah.
We set up this center, and unfortunately, about half of the residents of the encampment didn't walk in the doors. Even though we were sitting there with, a tremendous amount of resources, housing resources, food resources, job-seeking services, victim support resources, we really try to make this a one-stop shop for social services. But if folks, there has to be a little bit of a relationship, right, where people actually have to be willing to walk in the door and ask for help.
And there are so many reasons for that not happening universally when it comes to any group of people who are challenged by homelessness. And part of that has to do with the fact that they don't like being in a shelter and the encumbrances that come with that. In some cases, as we all know, it has to do with substance abuse and the idea that in some cases they would have to stop that behavior and deal with that addiction to be in some of these alternatives.
Yeah, and I think that that's actually sort of a misconception, because our model over the past year has shifted dramatically. Whereas before, there were a lot of prerequisites to getting housing. You needed to be clean and sober. Now we actually have a housing first model that says, come into housing, then we'll deal with those, sort of related issues, whether that's substance abuse or alcoholism. So our goal really truly is to get people into four walls under a roof. But there's still a lingering mistrust from the community, because I think that a lot of people still think, oh, well, I'm not good enough, I don't qualify for housing, because I do sometimes, abuse drugs. So I think that we're going to start turning the tide, and people will start recognizing that we do want to get them into housing as they are presently. Sort of whatever's going on in their life, we still believe that it's important to get them into housing, because that's the evidence-based practice that's really been working on a national level.
And as you said before, Linda, in some cases, if people don't want to be helped, there isn't much you can do beyond presenting them with some alternatives. And it's, in the end, it's their decision about what they're going to want to do. So there is a development that has been planned for that area. And we will see, depending on how long this injunction stands, whether this situation may have an impact on the impending development of that area.
Yeah, and of course, ultimately, the solution to homelessness is more affordable housing, right?
Yeah.
We're in the midst of this housing crisis. We really want to get this affordable housing development moving. And it's also a big deal for the revitalization of the Roseland community.
Yes.
That's a big, big sort of empty lot, full of cracks. And it would be really wonderful to see that turned into workforce housing, affordable housing, a public plaza, a library. There are a lot of amenities that the community is really excited about. We really want to get that process started.
And also today, Tuesday, Tuesday, a meeting of the Board of Supervisors, and this one is scheduled to be all about recovery. What is on the table today?
I'm really excited to hear an update from the Office of Recovery and Resiliency, which we stood up to make sure, you know, that we are just advancing those goals of recovery and resiliency when it comes to the economy, when it comes to housing, when it comes to our watershed, when it comes to rebuilding those homes. And so we're looking forward to hearing what news there is from the state. We've been working very closely with State Senator Mike McGuire's office on some funding priorities, and we also submitted a number of applications, funding applications, through Cal OES to access some of that FEMA disaster relief and hazard mitigation fund. So we're going to get an update on how those applications are faring and on where we stand in working with our state and federal partners.
Very good. We are knocking on the door of the six-month anniversary since the fires. In some ways, hard to believe, and in some ways, it seems a lot longer depending on what you're looking at that day.
It's so true. And, you know, I think that we're in this point in the community where we realize that it's been 6 months, but there's still a really long ways to go to fully recover from this disaster. And so, you know, I hope that everyone out there is taking care of themselves, because I feel like there's a lot of angst and concern in the community right now. You know, people realizing that, oh my gosh, this rebuild process might be another year, might be another 2 years.
Yeah.
And so I think that it's really important that we take care of ourselves and take care of one another.
Yeah, of all the delays that we have to deal with, let's not delay on that particular point. Linda, thanks so much for being here this morning. Good to talk to you.
Have a beautiful day.
All right. That is Supervisor Linda Hopkins talking about the Roseland encampment and also today's meeting of the Board of Supervisors talking about recovery and how many more dollars can we get to help us in that effort.